As a Saudi teenager waits in Bangkok to hear if she'll be resettled in Australia, her case has caught the attention of refugees who are on PNG's Manus Island. The UN has declared Rahaf Al-Qunun a refugee, but during a brief visit to Thailand yesterday, the Foreign Minister Maurice Payne declined to say how long it'll take to decide whether to grant her a visa. Human Rights Watch says while the 18-year-old's case and those of the men on Manus Island are very different, more attention still needs to be paid to those on Manus and Nauru. PNG correspondent Natalie Whiting reports.
Rahaf Al-Qunun's case has captured the attention of the world. The intense drama surrounding her fate in Bangkok has been followed by thousands of people, including on Manus Island. Bruce Buchani is one of the hundreds of refugees living there.
I think it's heartwarming that Rahaf is recognised as a refugee and is receiving the support that she fiercely needs and deserves.
But the case has made him reflect on his own fate and that of other refugees still on Manus Island.
I cannot help but wonder why the refugees on Manus and Nauru, who have been trapped here for almost 6 years now, it took them 3 years to process our cases, and it is now 3 years past that we have been waiting to hear the result and be resettled in a third country.
Australia is considering Rahaf Al-Qunun's asylum claim after the UNHCR found she was a refugee.
The two cases certainly have been treated very differently.
Elaine Pearson is the Australian Director of Human Rights Watch. She says social media has played a vital role in bringing public attention and pressure to Rahaf Al-Qunun's case.
I think, you know, sometimes it is much easier for people to relate to the case of one individual. But at the same time, you know, knowing the stories of men on Manus, many of them have stories just as bad or, you know, frankly, even much worse than Rahaf's case. You know, with the guys on Manus, unfortunately, there hasn't been that sense of urgency. And I think that is the problem. That is why those people, you know, remain in these inhumane conditions. And I really would like to see, you know, the same level of public attention and the same level of urgency applied to refugees on Manus.
There are also more options for resettlement for refugees seeking asylum from somewhere like Thailand. The only option currently available to those on Manus Island is the United States, if the US agrees to take them. Otherwise, the Australian government says they will remain in Papua New Guinea.
Let's not forget that we have been recognised as genuine refugees by this system already. Under the international law, it is our legal right to get freedom.
The Australian government has been contacted for comment, but is yet to provide a response. This is Natalie Whiting in Port Moresby for AM.